Kentucky.
There's nothing better, better.
Close it up for a dunk.
That's a fly. Yes.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue Nation.
Part of a lifelong family.
Rebounded, put back up and in, and a foul.
The greatest tradition in the history of college basketball.
A lob and a dunk.
Kentucky retakes the lead.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue, what's happening? What's happening?
Three ball, right side.
Go.
Out the bucket.
Drive, go.
You. The fans.
Let's get on with this.
From the UK Sports Network, this is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Talk to Coach Cal. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or you can tweet questions to at UK Sports Network.
Slams it in for Kentucky.
The UK Healthcare John Calipari Show begins now. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
What a fun performance last night for the BBN to absorb a 109-77 victory down in Nashville over the Vanderbilt Commodores. And Kentucky now comes back to Rupp Arena to face Gonzaga at 4 Eastern time this Saturday afternoon on CBS. That means our coverage will start at 2:30. Again, the Zags actually are playing tonight against Portland, so you can see if they bounce back from their loss to St. Mary's. Lots of things to talk about with Cal as we move through the program. A little later we'll get to some of your questions on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, or you can post on X or Twitter if you prefer at UK Sports Network and on the Kentucky Basketball Facebook page. Score big with carryout from Malone's or Drake's. Pick up mini burgers, wings, sushi, and more. You can order online at bluegrasshospitality.com. If you're not going to the game Saturday, maybe you're having a watch party, and Drake's or Malone's can help you out. We'll be right back with Coach Cal on the UK Sports Network.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Kentucky Lottery, Little Caesars, and by UK Healthcare.
The Big Blue Nation, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
What it feels like to hear the Big Blue Nation roar.
The John Calipari Call-In Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by Baptist Health, Chick-fil-A, B-Rats, and by Toyota.
Kentucky! Beautiful assist!
Three!
Good!
Big Cats!
Goes in!
Lob and a dunk!
Catch the Wildcats in Lexington all season long on your home for Kentucky basketball, the UK Sports Network.
Ever wonder where the capital A in Chick-fil-A came from? It started with grade A top quality chicken. But we believed everything, not just the food, should be grade A.
Hi, I'm Jira. I am a team leader at Chick-fil-A. To me, the A in Chick-fil-A is a smile. I want to give the guests a little encouragement, maybe just a little joke that makes them laugh when they come through the drive-thru.
The A in Chick-fil-A is for all the little things we do to bring you our best every day.
Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Toyota is all about having choices, like more all-wheel drive choices than anyone else, including America's best-selling car, Toyota Camry. Now through March 4th, you can choose any new gas-powered 2024 Camry with 4.99 APR financing, including all-wheel drive Camrys. Or you can get a great lease deal on Camry with approved credit through TFS. Plus, you get 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get details at toyota.com. The choice is yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Just like your fingerprint, your heartbeat is unique to you. And that's how your heart care should be too. So at Baptist Health, we focus on your specific cardiac needs, from preventive care to some of the most advanced procedures. For your one-of-a-kind heart, choose the one hospital system more people trust for their heart care. Baptist Health. It's care centered on you. Visit baptisthealth.com/heartcare.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. And Coach Cal joins us to talk about the big win at Vandy and a lot of numbers we want to talk about. Let me first, though, get you to talk about a tremendous turnout of the Big Blue Nation. You had to be, felt like 80% Kentucky.
Well, and when we walked to the bus, it was crazy. And they were so excited. They were upbeat. There was none of the doom and gloom stuff. And it's not just because of a game. It's because these people are into those players. I mean, they waited to have guys come out. It was just great. And then I think that building sounded like, you know, half of ours, maybe more.
Absolutely.
And so they came out, they support the team, and, you know, the team's really appreciative. I'm really appreciative. And they're about these guys, so it was really good.
You look at the box score, I think it was the biggest rebound margin of the season, a plus 22. Offensive rebounds had been an issue last week. That was down. They were under 40% from
2-point
shots. 36, 38?
Yeah.
And under low 30s on 3-point.
Yeah, and folks, those are the numbers that we all got to be focusing on. The way we're playing, we play so fast that the other team is going to get 10 more possessions. So the reality of it is they're probably going to score 8 to 10 more points than they would because of how fast we play. So if we're holding somebody to 36%, 30% from the three, we're out-rebounding them, we're blocking shots, be happy. Don't worry about the – if we're playing well offensively, it's hard. Now, there's one thing now. You notice what we did. If you didn't dive on the floor, I subbed you. So if you had, that's my old school. That's when I was UMass and I was 29 years old. If you didn't dive on that floor, I'm taking you out of the game. So I took out one player early in the game. Why didn't you dive? Told you I was going to take you out. Well, they all heard it. You saw them all diving. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some of them were fake dives. But I'd rather see a fake dive versus no diving. The other thing we just, I really believe it's been an emphasis, but we got to take it to another level. We got to guard the 3-point line better because we shoot it so well. That should be our advantage. You can't be even the way we shoot. Now, understand every team we play, we had a guy a game ago shooting 8% from the three, and he made 4 threes. It's just, I mean, but that means, okay, let's do a better job from the three. Part of that means you better be better in pick and roll, because if we got to help, you're giving up space. The other side of it is you got to close out with more of a sense of urgency, higher hands. Give him no choice. He's got to drive it into 7-footers. Instead of playing horse, make him play basketball without fouling. It doesn't mean you're trying to block it. You just, it's one of the things we got to get better at. But don't let anybody talk to you about points because they don't know the game. It's all about percentages. If we're under 40% from the floor, we're holding it. If we're under 33, 32, 31%, from the three, or limiting, hopefully lower than that. If we're out rebounding the other team and we play how we play offensively, there's two things that happen. One, if you rebound like that, and I know there's all kind of stuff and people trying to doom and gloom, and we do lead the league in defensive rebounding. Now, what's good about that is that that triggers us to run, and that's when we're at our best. So we got to get better. We got to dive on the floor, 50-50 balls. All the stuff, this, you know what's great about the team, Tom? The year-round is they care.
Oh, yeah.
They care. They care about one another. If you're watching the game, how they celebrate each other.
Jordan last night.
They were going crazy. And I've been on this radio show, five straight weeks talking about Jordan Burks. Said, wait till you see him when he gets his chance. And so here's what I would say. If I'm one of those other guys and I'm a winger or one of those big four – you got to throw Jordan back in, don't you? So when he gets minutes, that means you get less minutes. What I did in the last game, Ugo has played so well that he was getting more minutes. Well, Z and Aaron played better than Ugo, so Ugo got less minutes. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? The other guy's playing better than you. Don't be mad at me. You got to take care of your business. And it kind of holds them accountable. And I always say, my best friend is that bench. So we got a ways to go defensively. But we got time. We got a month. So now let's really lock in. And I spent an hour and 45-minute practice Monday before the game on defense. We've got 2 days of practice tomorrow and Friday. We'll spend 60 to 70% of the time on defense. And I'm also telling them it really doesn't matter who's on the floor offensively. We seem to be okay. So if you're hurting us defensively, you can't be in. So you got to figure it out. And we got a great group of guys who you hold them responsible and hold them accountable, and they're doing great.
Get to a break. We'll come back, continue our chat with Cal, get some of your questions a little later on as well. Watch BBN Tonight, presented by Donato's, each weeknight here in Lexington on WLEX 18. Airs at 7:30 Eastern. Check local listings for the times on the local UK Sports Network affiliate in your area. We'll be right back on the UK Sports Network.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
What keeps you going? Your love for the game? Your teammates? A victory? At ARH Orthopedics, our goal is to keep you pain-free so your body can keep going. There's no time for discomfort in your joints or ligaments caused by an injury. ARH Orthopedic providers specialize in treatment plans from non-surgical and surgical options, so your care is entirely centered around you. Visit ARH.org/ortho to find an orthopedic provider near you. ARH, more for Appalachia.
Introducing your LG&E and KU starting lineup. Simple tips for saving energy and money. Renewable energy programs. Outage texting.
While the cats fire you up, LG&E and KU are empowering you to save money and stay in the know, because our energies go to serving you. Learn more at
LGE-KU.com.
Flight by Yuengling. It's the next generation of light beer. For those who don't follow trends, but craft them. Flight by Yuengling is 12 ounces of uncompromised refreshment from America's oldest brewery. With only 2.6 grams of carbs and 95 calories, this is premium refreshment six generations in the making. Don't just raise a glass. Raise the bar. Flight by Yuengling. Available wherever beer is sold. DG Yuengling & Son Incorporated, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please enjoy responsibly.
I'm a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I was the best combo the world has ever seen, until Little Caesars slices and sticks. It's got half Italian cheese sticks, half pepperoni pizza. It's the best combo ever. So now, I'm a balloon animal maker. Here's your balloon giraffe, kid.
But I want slices and sticks.
What has my life become?
Get Little Caesars hot and ready slices and sticks for only $6.99. Walk in and walk out between 4 and 8 p.m. or order online to try bacon or jalapeno sticks. Available at participating locations. Prices may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party online sites plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
When you play the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars stay in Kentucky. Not only do lottery proceeds fund college grants and scholarships, but the lottery also funds the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, training Kentuckians in as little as 4 months for jobs in high-demand fields such as healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and IT. Get trained for a high-paying, in-demand job tuition-free. All funded by your Kentucky Lottery. Fueling imagination, funding education. Learn more at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Subscribe to the Behind Kentucky Basketball Podcast. It is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the official UK Athletics app. We are chatting with Coach Cal. We'll get to some of your questions on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line or at UK Sports Network on social media a little bit later. You mentioned Z played well last night. Very productive. Fouled out, but should improve as he works on it and gets to practice regularly.
Right.
But very productive last night with the minutes that he had.
And I thought Aaron did a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought those two together were pretty good.
How about the lob?
Yeah, to each other. I just like the fact that they're celebrating each other. And they want each other to do well. And they're unselfish about it.
Did you guys work more on lobs? It seemed like that clicked better last night.
The guy that we got to get in tune is Ugo. Like, let's say a guy throws a pass and your timing's off. Don't try to dunk it. You're going to miss it. Come down with it. And then go up and try to dunk it.
Yeah.
Because just catch the ball, or what will happen is they won't throw them to you. They just won't throw it. And so what you'll find out, it's nice getting two or three, like Jordan did, easy baskets because they're throwing balls at the rim.
Aaron had, he was 4 for 4 at the line last night, too.
Yep, much better.
Got to ask you about the other big Z on baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, we played some zone. Well, like I tell the staff, if they'd only listen, if they did it the way we talked about it, well, here's the problem. It ain't working. So they either can't hear us, or they can't do it, or they can't do it consistently. So let's try something else. And that's why we went and tried to zone. Now we could go man, or we could go zone. But the zone was good. They didn't get anything at the rim. You know what's crazy? I can't imagine. Somebody hit me and said, we are number one in the country in baseline out of bounds. Offense.
Scoring. Yeah.
We're number one. Like what? There's numbers I don't look at, and that's one of them. I would never think to look at it. But, we got a ways to go. But you know what? I'm not trading this team for any team. Nope, not trading. I like what we have. We're gonna have a full roster, which may be a little too full. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, something. Let's talk about that for a second, because I thought you had an interesting comment when you and I chatted in a post game that when that happens, hopefully sometime here soon, that you want to play more guys in the first half and then tighten it up in the second half.
Right, and what you're trying to do is, you know, let's say someone's really on it. Here's what Jordan added. Energy. Well, you'll be able to see that. Play him in the first half and you see energy. How about how he guarded the guards when we switched? I mean, it was unbelievable. And we were getting beat by other guys. Other guys went up to guard a guard and they were laying it in or we fouled. Him, he stayed down in a stance. He moved his feet. He was big arms. So you look at it and you say, I know what your name is and I know what his name is, but he deserves to play. Do you know my history? I know your history, but he deserves to play. And so we got a couple days of practice. I'm proud because he waited his turn. He wanted to play. He'd tell me, Coach, man, just get me in there. I'm telling you, I can help this team. And I laughed and I said, believe me, you're going to get in. Just be ready for your chance. What I told him, you heard what I said prior to the game. You're not going to be perfect. Don't worry about mistakes or missed shots. What does he add? And the whole team said, energy. So just be that guy. And you don't have to be perfect. So they were great. And they got him going. I can't remember who got him the first three. And then they were throwing him lobs. It was really good.
He reminds me a little bit. I don't know if this works for you or not. But the things you talk about is exactly what you talked about when you first got here and you had DeAndre Liggins on your team and you were trying to find a role for him. And you just said, be the energy guy.
Get loose balls,
get rebounds, make the occasional three.
He was a big part of us getting to that Final Four.
He got a multi-year pro career out of it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And Jordan's going to have a pro career too. I mean, he will. It's just, you know, you might be on a different timeline. You may not be up to the field because you haven't played as much organized basketball as some of these guys. But at the end of the day, the things that he has will transfer. Sometimes they look at a guy and they say, yeah, he does all that, but none of it transfers. All of his stuff transfers.
So if he does guard the ball better when he gets his chance – and that leads to more minutes. Any chance that maybe motivates other guys?
Well, all I know is there. I made it clear, like, look, I love you all, but, you know, we got to do this in a way where you earn your time. And that's what's made this program unique over the years. You know, and again, I know some people get mad. Kids only stay a year. They're supposed to stay 4 years. Are you mad about the transfers that come for a year now that are 26, 25? It's the same thing. But here's the difference. How about we got seven guys in that All-Star game?
Out of 24. The two
seven.
Rosters.
Now, that broke the record. What was the record?
Four.
Who had that record?
Kentucky.
The most any other school had prior to that? Two. Now, yeah, but that's, the, you know, us and, okay. 226 and 39. That's what they've done for us. That's our record. 105 and 19 that group in the SEC. Five regular season titles by those seven. Four tournament titles. But wait a minute. I know you know, some will say it's 9 years ago, but Maxey, that team could not play in the SEC tournament or the NCAA tournament, and could have won a national title. They were playing as well as anybody in the country.
Won the league by three games.
24 NCAA tournament games. Five Elite Eights. That's without Maxey. Four Final Fours. That's without Maxey's team. And a national title. We should cheer these kids. We should be so happy because of what they've done for us. And now they get an opportunity to do what they're doing on that big stage. And I know our fans are ecstatic for him because you love these kids. But that's one of those things that you look at and you just say, do we really understand how amazing that is?
And a couple of notes for All-Star Weekend.
You
which
know
is
my goal
week.
Is to have 12 guys in that game. So half the players that are the best players in the universe trained at Kentucky and played at Kentucky.
Well, you're over and halfway there.
Well, wait, we got seven, but what about Jamal? What about De'Aaron Fox? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got some guys in the wings still ready to go.
Jacob Toppin's going to participate in the dunk contest, and Tyrese is going to be in the three-point shooting contest.
And you got three guys in the futures game, yeah. So that's good too.
Quick break. We will come back and continue the chat with Cal, get some of your questions. You can dial us up on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, or post at UK Sports Network. Countdown to tip-off, the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off Show with Buzz and Cameron. Gets going at 2:30 Eastern Time for Kentucky and Gonzaga on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit about the Zags when we come right back here on the UK Sports Network.
The Big Blue Dream is alive and well, and you can count on the Cats to deliver the best performance possible. You can also count on Welch Printing Company, an avid supporter of UK Athletics, to deliver on all of your printing and communication needs. Like a well-oiled team, Welch has the personnel and commitment to consistently deliver your projects on time and on budget. Welch Printing produces award-winning litho and digital printing for your marketing and communication needs. Visit our website, welchprinting.com, or call us to learn more about how we can deliver more for you.
Hey, it's all blue time in the bluegrass at UK Federal Credit Union, and we are all blue too. As the official credit union of the University of Kentucky, we couldn't be a bigger fan of you. Stop by one of the six local branches or go online at ukfcu.org to become a member and enjoy the benefits that thousands of other UK fans have. Great deposit rates and you save more. Better loan rates, you'll pay less. It's a win-win when you join UK Federal Credit Union. At UKFCU, it's banking only better. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, membership eligibility required.
PRAT's President's Day Warehouse Sale is kicking off Friday, February 9th. Get clearance and closeout appliances at or below cost while they last. Up to 70% off clearance appliances and up to 35% off new in-box appliances. These deals will go fast, so hurry in for the best selection. The President's Day Warehouse Sale at PRAT's Mount Tabor location starting this Friday. Nobody beats
PRAT's. Hey DQ fans, get ready for a full-size meal deal for just $7. That's right. When you order up a $7 meal deal at DQ, you get a full-size dining experience. Choose between a single original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips, plus regular fries, regular drink, and a world-famous DQ sundae of your choice. Now you and your wallet are full. Only at participating locations. DQ, happy, tastes good. DQ is a proud partner of UK Athletics.
Welcome back into the show. Kentucky fans have a new way to stay connected with the Cats. It's the Big Blue Brew, presented by Commonwealth Credit Union. It's the official email newsletter of UK Athletics. The Big Blue Brew hits the inboxes of subscribers every weekday morning with a blend of news, trivia, highlights, and critical info about upcoming games and events. The Big Blue Brew, completely free, and it's a chance to start your day with a great pick-me-up to give you all the info on the Cats. Sign up today at ukathletics.com/Big Blue Brew. We are chatting with Coach Cal after the Cats beat Vandy 109-77 last night. You've got Gonzaga tomorrow, the Zags, and your good friend Mark Few playing tonight against Portland. Have you looked much at the Zags yet?
I've watched a couple games. They are like they are normally, a good offensive team. They got some size. Their guard play, Nimhoff is good. They're good. I mean, come on, they'll be coming in with 16 wins or so, and it'll be another hard game for us. I just want us. Here's what I told the guys before the game. The night before, I said, guys, you got to play like you have nothing to lose. Because that's what every team is doing against us. They're coming in and acting like they have nothing to lose, and they end up shooting and playing better than they play. Well, we got to do that. You got to go into this game at Vandy and act like you have nothing to lose. I said, at the end of the day, guys, hopefully I shield you from all the other outside craziness. I hope they're attacking me, leaving you alone. But at the end of the day, you got to play that way. Nothing to lose. Don't read it. Shut it down. Don't worry about it. I mean, Tom, you and I are talking. Everybody's losing. Carolina just lost at home to Clemson. Are they ranked?
They're not.
I mean, it's
– Kansas lost on the road Monday night.
I mean, you can't let somebody rile you up. It is – we have a good team. It's going to take time. We got a month to get this thing right. Do you remember, I think it was 15, 16, we lost, we were 3-4 our last seven league games. We were 3-4 and everybody was panicking. And all of a sudden we go in our tournament, had a chance to beat Florida, and we're in the championship game that year. I mean, this is about enjoying the ride. Or you can get riled up if that's what you choose to do. If you want to be mean and mad and angry and not sleep good, then listen to all that junk. Or you look at this team and say, I'm having fun. I had a guy call me today and say, you guys are even fun when you lose. Don't say that, I said to him. I don't want to hear that. But it's true. I mean, it's a fun team. They play hard. They play unselfish. Just enjoy them. Or you could let someone make you angry and then why am I not sleeping at night? Because you're still angry. And no need to be. Just have fun with it.
Anything new on DJ, Trey? I assume not since
we just we had a day off. So don't get mad when I say this, but I haven't seen them. We had a day off.
Mandated day off.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have if we didn't.
We're halfway home. Let's get we'll catch this break, stay on time, and then we'll come back. Got a call we'll go to when we come right back and get to some of your questions for Coach Cal as the Cats return home to face Gonzaga on Saturday right here on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm, best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
What keeps you going? Your love for the game? Your teammates? A victory? At ARH Orthopedics, our goal is to keep you pain-free so your body can keep going. There's no time for discomfort in your joints or ligaments caused by an injury. ARH Orthopedic providers specialize in treatment plans from non-surgical and surgical options, so your care is entirely centered around you. Visit ARH.org/ortho to find an orthopedic provider near you. ARH, more for Appalachia.
Hey, BBN, stay connected to the Cats with the Big Blue Brew, the official newsletter of UK Athletics. The Big Blue Brew is completely free. Sign up today at ukathletics.com/BigBlueBrew. The Big Blue Brew hits inboxes weekday mornings and provides fans with a rundown of top news, trivia questions, unforgettable highlights, and info on upcoming events. Go to ukathletics.com/BigBlueBrew to sign up.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and, it's the law.
Goes baseline, 10-footer, good! Catch lead!
UK Athletics would like to thank our official Cornerstone partners. Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics. Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment. And UK Healthcare, official healthcare partner of Big Blue Nation.
Touchdown! Kentucky! The Wildcats take the lead!
Warning track wall, goodbye! And Kentucky goes up 7-2.
Once again, thank you to our official Cornerstone partners who play a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics program.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Let us get back to our chat here with Coach Cal, and let me get to a call real quick on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Lisa in Calhoun's been hanging on. Lisa, what is your question for Coach Cal?
Well, I don't really have a question. I have a comment. And as a Kentucky Wildcat fan growing up, my parents loved the Kentucky Wildcats. As someone that lives in the state, I would like to say how appreciative I am for all the work that Coach Cal has done. I mean, you know, we are on the we're big time now. But also the community work that he does within the counties in Kentucky, it's just amazing how these young guys have come together, not only play ball, but they come together and they want to help the community. And I think that's very awesome in this day and time.
Lisa, thank you. That means a lot. You know, the players leave us, and there's an award in the NBA. It's called the Community Assist Award. And our guys, like, we've had seven that have won that award. And it's not about giving money now, because guess what? Every guy in the NBA could give money. So it's about how active you are, what you're doing to make a difference. And our guys from Devin to Carl Towns to Boogie to John Wall to, I'm even leaving names off, that have been involved with that. And hopefully they learn here about giving back. But I appreciate that. Hey, how many golfers do we have in here? Any golfers? You guys read any of Bob Rotella's books? You have? That's Bob Rotella. He's in town. He's here to work on me. How about that? He's a sports psychologist, one of the best in the world. Has been with me since 1995-96. I've had him work with my teams. Back then, I was doing the mental health and mental, and then I said, but I need it more than these players. And but he's in town. We did some stuff today. Appreciate you, Bob.
Question off.
His books are good, too. By the way, his putting, he taught it as though you're shooting a free throw. Right? You look at the ball. You look at the hole. You go back and you bang it. That's it. Look at the hole. Look at the ball. Look at the hole. Look at the ball. Bang, hit. And he was a bad free throw shooter, too, by the way.
Your guys were really good last night.
Were you a good free throw shooter?
92%?
Yeah. That's when those rims were bigger back then.
Well, that leads us into a question about free throws from Craig at UK Sports Network. He notes your team was 12 for 12 at the line. Vandy got to the line 30 times. He says, is that because of more aggressive defense by the Cats, diving for loose balls, et cetera?
Well, first of all, we didn't miss many shots. And a lot of ours were dunks, which you're not getting fouled. We got to continue to teach our bigs. You're 7 foot two. You should never foul. You don't need to foul. You're 7 foot two. The dude's going to have to shoot it to the top of the backboard. So, you know, it's, you know, teams are shooting a lot of free throws on us. We're fouling some, but we're getting better.
From Tyler at UK Sports Network, your thoughts on how Big Z played at Vanderbilt?
I thought Big Z was terrific. But Big Z, you and I have talked, the week before he couldn't practice, hurt, headache, whatever. The next week, food poisoning, couldn't practice. He practiced Monday. It was one of his best practices of the year. And we went hard. And you know what? It carried over to how he played in his confidence in the game. He's still too erect to try to be dribbling the ball and crossing over. You're standing straight up and down. You're 7 foot two. That means the ball is bouncing 6 foot high. So you can't. You either get by the guy or get down like you're a guard. But short of that, he really, when you watch him, don't you think, well, he's just a basketball player. He just happens to be 7'2". But he's big.
Obviously shoots it well, but just great passing instincts.
Yeah, he does.
Let's talk for a second here before we hit our next break about Rob Dillingham, since he's averaged 25 a game over the last three games.
And he flipped two layups late yesterday, or he'd have had 24 points. They look good, though. One lefty flip, righty spinner. And they look good. And, you know, people behind me were like, oh. He'd have had four more points. He'd had 24 in that game. How about freshman of the week nationally, right? Yeah. Should have got player of the week nationally. But, again, he's playing really good. And the biggest thing that's helped him, he's defending better. He's taken on the pride of defending. He stayed that guard last year, Mangin. What did he do to us?
25 in the SEC tournament.
25. He was struggling to get to by Robert yesterday. He really did.
And Rob's not just shooting. I mean, he's 59%, which is great, the points per game. But in this three-game stretch, he's had 17 assists and 4 turnovers. So
he's playing good.
Yeah.
He's playing good. But I'm going to come back to part of that is the way he's defending, you build your confidence. If you think you're going to get scored on 5 straight times and be confident, you can't be confident. You're going to go down and rush a shot. You can't think. You're mad. But if you stop a guy and then you steal a ball and you throw it ahead, they throw it back to you, bang. Now you're locked in and you're taking pride on defense. You're going to change how you think offensively.
Got to get to a break, but as we head that way, let me remind you that Central Bank is a proud supporter of UK men's basketball. With roots dating back to 1946, Central Bank remains a community bank dedicated to serving the people and businesses of Kentucky. They're here as always with local customer service and support, as well as online, mobile, and phone banking services available 24 hours a day. To learn more, visit centralbank.com or stop by one of their 28 locations. Central Bank member FDIC. We'll be right back. A couple of more segments with Coach Cal. Battles up on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line or post at UK Sports Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, there's a penny by your foot.
A penny? Find a penny, pick it up, then all day you'll have good luck.
Come on, let's aim higher. For the nickel. But how often do you find free nickels?
Every day at Thornton's. Save 5 cents off per gallon of fuel every day with Thornton's refreshing rewards.
Then we need a new adage. Come to Thornton's, pump your gas, save some nickels with every pass. They'll add up to save a buck. How does that sound for a little luck?
That is way better than pennies.
Get 5 cents off per gallon of fuel every day at your local Thornton's. Valid on fuel purchases up to 35 gallons. Requires download of the Refreshing Rewards app and successful registration.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weichert. Their Weichert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weichert. Call your local Weichert office to make your move. Each Weichert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
Skyline Chili has teamed up with the Bengals to bring you 6 super cool collectible cups featuring Bengals greats Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Hilton, Logan Wilson, T. Higgins, and DJ Reader. There's a different player each week, and the only place you can get these collectible cups is participating Skyline restaurants. Supplies are limited, so you've got to act fast. Get into Skyline today and ask for your Mountain Dew in a super cool Bengals cup. Additional charges apply.
Reed Shepherd here, freshman at UK. With classes, travel, and hoops, life can get hectic. Luckily, I've got a game changer on my team, Fork Bank. Fork Bank offers quick and convenient mobile banking tools to help me manage my money from the classroom to the court. With my Fork Bank mobile app, I can deposit checks, check my balance, and manage my debit card all from my phone. No matter where I'm at, I'm always in the game.
Visit ForkBank.com today to open an account online or visit a local banking center near you. Message and data rates may apply. Fork Bank member FDIC.
Bank at Fork.
Watch BBN Game Day, presented by Central Bank all season long. It airs Saturday mornings at 9 on WLEX in Lexington. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates and times in your area. Fans outside the state can also watch at ukathletics.com/videos or on the Facebook page for the Kentucky Wildcats. Let's go to a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line from Pikeville. Cam, what's your question for Coach Cal?
Hey, Coach, congratulations on a great win last night.
Thank you, Cam.
And I just had one quick question there. I noticed that the zone that was played a little bit on the inbound play last night, I just want to say it was a great call, Coach. And you got a lot of people pulling for you, man.
I appreciate that.
And I know Justin Edwards had one heck of a game last night. And I just want to say that, you know, the tweak that I think that, you know, and I'm not one of these couch coaches or whatever, but He's playing more like he's letting the game come to him besides him trying to take himself toward the game. And I just wanted to let you know,
Cam,
that he's
Cam,
doing a great
that was,
job. Keep it up, Coach.
Hey, you say you're not one of those couch coaches, but you pegged
exactly.
it. You pegged it. It's and I'm trying to give him a path to let the game come to you. And that's the tweak of it. I'm not going to give specifically what I'm doing. I'm trying to do the same with the do. Now, they fight it, Cam, because, well, you don't understand. I can just go do this. And then you say, why is he forcing? Why didn't he let the game come to him? And when you do it over and over again, you're missing shots, you're missing layups, you're missing. And all of a sudden, what happens to your confidence? Well, why did you leave him in? Because we're trying to win. That's why. And now all of a sudden, you see him yesterday. He was so comfortable playing. He was creating. He had his high of assists yesterday. That's what you're talking about, Cam. How about if you don't have a shot, this is like a crazy idea, pass it to your teammate. And if you pass it to your teammate on this team, that guy can play too. And you're going to end up with the assists. So, but no, I am so proud of him because it's been hard. It's been hard. And he stayed the course. And he'd come into me and say, Coach, I believe in you. And I said, and I believe in you, so let's get this together. And I've never given up on him. Who shot the free throws last night for the technical? He did.
Made him both.
He did, because I believe in him. But I, how about this, Cam? I cannot do it for him. And neither can his teammates. So, but it's a, that is a great, you know, what you said watching from your couch was pretty good, Cam. Pretty good.
Thank you, Cam. The ability of this team to pass, if you just cut, like a guy like Justin.
Move to
Jordan,
an open area.
Yeah.
You cannot stand between your man and the ball. You've got to move so the ball can find you. Who does a good job of that on this team?
Jordan.
Who else does a good job? He's done it all year now. Antonio.
Yeah.
Are we running plays for Antonio to get threes? No. No, we're playing basketball and creating good shots for each other and spacing the court. So, we got a ways to go, but the good news is, it isn't March. It is February. And we got a good long month to go to get right defensively. You can now watch. If a guy doesn't dive on the floor, you'll say he's getting subbed, and you will be right. You will be right, and he will be subbed. Because they can do that. It doesn't take skill, confidence. Doesn't take any of that. Just go for the ball. How about if we just do that alone? How many 50-50 balls in the games that we lost, if we just won that battle, we'd probably win those games. So we're going to get better.
You mentioned Antonio not running plays for him. We're 48 minutes into this show. I think that's the first time we mentioned the guy that's your leading scorer and you that letting the game come to him. Every decision he makes seems to be almost always the right one.
How about this? How many, in college basketball, how many three-level scorers at the basket layups, you've seen them all year, the floater, the mid-level game, and the three? Now, how many in the all of college basketball? I don't want to jinx him or anything, but he should be getting talked for some national stuff. Now, if we continue to win, he will. We got to win. Got to win games. Got to go on a run. You got to go win a road game you're not supposed to win. You're going to have to beat a team at home that you're not supposed to beat. So we got a lot of games. How many games do we have left?
9 in the regular season.
That's it. And then it's over?
Well, we
hope not. What? It goes to Nashville? And then what? Let's go. This is.
And there's 6 more after that.
This is what's fun about this stuff. And like I told them last night, and I've been through this. I've had my teams lose games and us have to make adjustments. I've been through this. I said, this is not, I get it. But you can't get bought up in all the clutter. You just stay the course. For a coach, even though we lose and I'm down, I mean, it's crushing, right? But I'll think, if I feel this way, how do they feel? So let me get right so I can be right for them.
We're going to get to our final break. One segment left with Cal. If you have a question, dial us up on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, or post at UK Sports Network. Got a good question for Cal off the feed on X when we come right back here on the UK Sports Network.
I am a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I was the best combo the world has ever seen, until Little Caesars slices and sticks. It's got half Italian cheese sticks, half pepperoni pizza. It's the best combo ever. So now I'm a balloon animal maker. Here's your balloon giraffe, kid.
But I want slices and sticks.
What has my life become?
Get Little Caesars hot and ready slices and sticks for only $6.99. Walk in and walk out between 4 and 8 p.m. or order online to try bacon or jalapeno sticks. Available at participating locations. Prices may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party online sites plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
What keeps you going? Your love for the game, your teammates, a victory? At ARH Orthopedics, our goal is to keep you pain-free so your body can keep going. There's no time for discomfort in your joints or ligaments caused by an injury. ARH Orthopedic providers specialize in treatment plans, from non-surgical and surgical options, so your care is entirely centered around you. Visit arh.org/ortho to find an orthopedic provider near you. ARH, more for Appalachia.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Goose. The Deuce. Boogie, Bear, Wawa, Freight Train. Wildcats players have had their share of memorable nicknames over the years. Most folks have known Kentucky Farm Bureau simply as Kentucky's insurance company. With an agent in every county, you can count on great coverage and personal service from someone who knows you by name, or nickname if you have one. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
When you play the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars stay in Kentucky. Not only do lottery proceeds fund college grants and scholarships, but the lottery also funds the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, training Kentuckians in as little as 4 months for jobs in high demand fields such as healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and IT. Get trained for a high paying, in demand job, tuition free. All funded by your Kentucky Lottery. Fueling imagination, funding education. Learn more at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
A couple more minutes here to chat with Cal as the Cats head back to Rupp Arena on Saturday to face Gonzaga. From Chris at UK Sports Network, Cal, were you able to enjoy coaching against your son, Brad, who's on the Vanderbilt staff, so he was on the opposite bench, or were you stressed out?
No, I was the night before we saw him, and he was in the hotel lobby when we got there. His sister, Erin, who is Dr. Calipari in the med school at Vanderbilt, she was there. My wife, as you know, Tom, she never goes to road games unless it's the SEC or the NCAA tournament. She doesn't go to road games. She went to that road game, and she had a choice between staying in my hotel room or staying with Erin. What do you think she did?
I believe she was at Erin's house.
Yes, she was. She was not with me. But it was great to see them, and I'm proud of Brad. I mean, you know, you talk about getting a Power 5 job And literally, Jerry and I did not talk about it. I never recommended. I didn't call him. And, you know, he did a good job. And he's doing a good job there for them. You know, so I'm happy for him.
He's doing some of, like, the on-court developmental stuff for them, right?
Yep, he is.
Working and, individual
and
workouts.
You know, I told him, man, you just add value to those players. Create an environment where they know you care about them. And then go to work and help him get better and carry over on the court. And he'll do that. He's a good one.
You talked about spending more time working on defense from this point forward. Is that through scrimmaging or through drills?
It's going to be mostly 5-on-5, but some of it will be drilled because we just got to do stuff every single day. And then the biggest thing, the Kansas City Chiefs this year, did they lose 3 straight games?
Yeah, lost their season opener to the Lions.
And I think they lost 3 straight games at some point in the year. What they did is they came back and they got simpler. So you could work on the fight of what you're doing and not have to think about 17 different ways of doing it. And that's what we've done. And I've done it a little bit with both offense and defense. Just scaled down a little bit. And we have enough stuff in. We don't have to use it all. And then defensively, just be a little more simplistic in what we do and get better at those things.
Well, you said earlier with the 50-50 ball, sometimes it's just if you can get better at one or two things.
Yes. Makes a difference.
Yeah, because talking you're about, so good on the offensive.
You're talking about two overtime games, and you know we had a chance to end one and the other. We had the ball and fumbled it with, what, 13 seconds to go? Mm-hmm. So – you know, we had our chances, and in all those games, two more loose balls, you win the game.
Oh, yeah?
Two more loose balls.
I can tell you the one down at A&M, you're
oh.
up seven.
Oh,
and they get
stop.
A,
I don't want to hear that. Stop.
Kick it out
stop.
For a three. So, yeah.
Stop. Don't remind me. I had to sleep with that one for a while.
It is Mark Few. The
great friend.
Yeah, you guys have known each other for a while. I remember you were doing the telethon, I think, when you set up the game a couple years ago.
Yes,
the series.
Yes, and he's just a good person. I mean, he's a great basketball coach. He's a future Hall of Famer. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's done things that no other coach has done, the level of winning. And everybody will say, yeah, but wait a minute. And in the Final Four, and in NCAA tournaments advancing, and getting players in the NBA, and being at Gonzaga – which, you know, he just said, look, we're major college. I don't care about league. And I remember walking that way at UMass in Memphis. I didn't care what anybody said about leagues or anything. We were a national program, and that's what he has done there.
Cal, good luck.
Thanks.
Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio coming up here in just a bit. Next will be the Kyra Elzey Show on many of these same stations. And then Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio with Darren Hedrick. A preview of the upcoming start of UK baseball and UK softball. Their seasons are about to get underway. This is the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show was brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Kentucky Lottery, Little Caesars, and by UK Healthcare.
Go Big Blue!
Kentucky basketball is a presentation of the UK Sports Network.
Kentucky basketball!
Powered by JMI Sports.